Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Whoa, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. We love to hear from you. Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. We push through this Wednesday, and we hear to start from Kenny Pickett.
It's reading the room. It's just knowing what we need. I think everyone was dialed. Everyone was locked in on what we had to do. You know, there's no rah-rah speech that's going to go put the ball in the end zone. So, you know, you just kind of have that look about you, and everybody else responds that way. And it was business. So it was an unbelievable drive. Great drive to get in there and, you know, get the two-point conversion.
Good stuff, Kenny Pickett. And that's where we start. We'd love for you to be part of the discussion on the phone, 412-928-9370, or on that text line. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So there's a big discussion to be had, and there was way back, even in late April, when Kenny Pickett was drafted and now in through camp and then in through the season, and now that we are here with the Steelers at 4-7. Atlanta's on the horizon, then Baltimore, Carolina, Las Vegas, Baltimore again, and Cleveland. Kenny Pickett has had the best three-game stretch that he has had. His game looks to be rounding into shape. He is playing the best football that he's had been playing, but the Steelers are 4-7 right now. The question on the table to start the show is this. Did the Pittsburgh Steelers err? We see a timeline that's developed in that it took Kenny Pickett a little bit of time to get accustomed to the NFL game. And who knows? He could come catapulting back down to earth this week, or he can continue to grow against Atlanta. But should he have been the starter from day one? Would the timeline have been expedited? And would we have seen that growth in those growing pains maybe come in weeks 1, 2, and 3, as opposed to against New York and Buffalo and even Tampa in a win, and then Miami, so to speak, and then him kind of round a corner? Should this all have been front shifted to September instead of October and early November, Dorn?
I'm going to say yes and no. Mm-hmm. I know that that's not the, you know, the one way direction that I probably should go here, but I'm going to go both ways. I'm going to say that they messed it up in training camp. They should have had him running with the ones. They should have had him getting some reps, you know, with the first team in training camp to create a rapport with the guys. And I'm going to say that the Steelers didn't get this wrong, because if Kenny Pickett would have started this season and he would have dug himself a hole, let's say he did, just kind of like how his season did start this, you know, whenever he did start the first game or after the Jets, whenever they played the Bills, right? He could have dug himself a hole that he probably couldn't have got out of. It could have been too early in the process for him to try to figure things out. But the progression-wise, if he would have started in April, if he would have started in training camp, he probably would be farther along. Obviously, right now, it's not groundbreaking to say that. I think that he would be farther right now in his development as a young quarterback. No doubt about it.
I think I would have preferred they would have stayed the course a little more with what I believe their original plan was hold off as long as possible. I think they wouldn't have won any more games with Mitch Trubisky, and that's not the reason I say that. It's because I think it would have benefited Kenny Pickett to watch more. I love what he did Monday night, especially in the fourth quarter. And I think we are seeing, you know, baby steps of progression every single week. But I would have pushed it back even farther. And if there was the break glass in case of emergency moment, I would have held it till after the bye week, till you got to the softer part of the schedule, the New Orleanses and the Indies and the Atlantas of the world. I think that would have been a better ramp-up period for him rather than throwing him into the fire the way they did against, you know, the Buffaloes, Tampas, Miamis, and Phillies of the world. So I would go the other way.
I would have played him straight away. He would have been the big dog on the first day of May when he walked in the facility. It, because it was going to be a curve, it was going to be a learning curve, and we see that it was. And for all the people that were saying it was a transitional season, why not just get it going? Would it have changed things? I don't know. I think the Steelers could have been 5-6. I think if he plays the whole Jets game, they win that football game. That's one other win. I think that maybe, just maybe, with more seasoning, he could have beat Miami and not made one of the bad two throws at the very end. They could right now be, I don't know, they could have 6 wins and they could be 6-5. I think they'd at least be 5-6, maybe 6-5. I think it was a huge error not letting him compete, because I think he would have won the job, not letting him get the number one snaps in camp, and not just saying, we took you as the number one guy, you're our guy, you're our starter, you're the big dog, let's go. In retrospect, and I said it at the time, if you draft a quarterback in the first round, he should walk in the building and be the man.
Yeah, you did say that, and I was on the Trubisky train, and my bad, me Scoozy, screwed that up. I thought Trubisky would be good, and I thought they'd be able to contend with a good Trubisky, but you think about what Joe Burrow, and he was the first overall pick, so there's a difference. He did in his rookie year. They said, you come in, you're top dog, you're the guy. And I think that puts you in so much better of a position to succeed from the beginning. Whereas Kenny Pickett, he's not getting to work with Deontay Johnson. He's not getting to work with his number one guys. He's not getting that command of the huddle in the same way that he would if he had the entire offseason since he came in here to work. And you would have a better landing spot game one after being prepared than, oh, let's just throw him in the middle of the Jets game. And now upon reflection too, even if Kenny Pickett didn't start from day one, I don't know that I ever would have thrown him in there in the middle of a game.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Crowley. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Throwing him in the middle of a game, although it did give him the ability to play kind of free and loose in that second half against the Jets, I don't think was the best way to do it. But to go back to set points and where we kind of were, origin points back in camp, I never had a feeling that this was going to be, at least in my opinion, anything more than at best a 9-8 team. So I was okay letting Trubisky play out the year and letting Kenny redshirt, so to speak, and then having him get that full offseason ramp up that you've talked about, Doran, going into next year. And day one of the 2022 into 23 offseason, bang.
But I don't understand how much quarterbacks learn in practice in the NFL, which is exactly why I think Trevor Lawrence was, they threw him in there, and albeit it was under Urban Meyer, but it was like, we don't care if we win one game or if we win 10 games, you're our guy the whole year. And I thought that would have been the better tack for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
I really think they messed it up whenever they signed Mitch Trubisky. I think that there was a miscommunication. We want to dive in deep. We want to go all the way back. Mm-hmm. There's a miscommunication between either Colbert, Tomlin, and obviously they didn't.
And
even
Dwayne
have
Haskins was there at the time.
Haskins was there at the time as well. Rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins. They didn't even have a GM in place at the time when they signed Mitch Trubisky. So then they go into the draft.
They also didn't know they were going to get Kenny Pickett in the draft.
Well, I mean, they probably had an inkling that they were going to draft a quarterback, I think. Like, you don't just go in there. You don't just go in there randomly like, oh, well, you know what? Let's sign the kid from Pitt. Let's draft the kid from Pitt. They knew that they were probably going to draft a quarterback. So why even go down the road of signing Mitch Trubisky for the amount that they did? It wasn't a crazy amount, but it was enough for them to say, we have to play this guy and get our money.
Now, that I'm on board with, because I think you could have taken the bit that was spent on Trubisky and reinvested it into your offensive line, and maybe instead of a James Daniels and Mason Cole, you've got better upgrades along the offensive line.
Well, the other part, Trubisky would have been there after the draft.
That too.
Yeah.
You could have figured out if you got your quarterback in the draft, and then if not, got Mitch Trubisky after.
For security. If he was scooped up by somebody, there would have been another Mitch Trubisky-type guy out there, right? You know, those kind of guys were still floating around after the draft. You're right, Colin. You could have gone through the draft with just Rudolph and Haskins on the roster. Again, rest in peace, Dwayne. But after that, you could have gone through the draft with just Rudolph on the roster and said, hey, we'll figure out the other two pieces going forward.
Right.
I just think, especially too, for me, and what has come really into focus, and this isn't hindsight, I thought Mitch Trubisky would be good, but I also said from day one, Kenny Pickett should have been the guy when he walked in the building. He definitely should have been the guy, and this is where Mike Tomlin is exposed for not going through a quarterback situation, not having to develop one in the past. The minute you drafted George Pickens, you should have tried to link up those two and made those two. If George Pickens was going to be part of your offense, if he was going to play, I think from day one that Kenny Pickett should have played too to develop that continuity and develop that relationship, because it is glaringly obvious the hopes and the dreams. I mean, look at Deontay Johnson's touchdown output right now. It's nil. None. The hopes and the dreams of this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, not just for this year, not just for next year, but probably through their rookie contracts and maybe even beyond, rest in George Pickens and Kenny Pickett. I don't understand why they would artificially skew that timeline when they could have expedited it.
And I think a lot of it had to do with their belief in Deontay Johnson, right? They gave him the extension. Now, there's not a lot of financial or cap exposure after this year. If they really wanted to, they could walk away from Deontay Johnson after this year and not take much of a hit. But I think they believed that Trubisky and Deontay Johnson would somehow get them to that 9, maybe even 10-win mark. You know, we talked about that all summer, right? And so that's
Wouldn't they believe that Kenny Pickett would get them there? If they didn't believe that, why would they draft him in the first round, Chris?
Because, and we've talked about this as well, they wanted to give him that seasoning. They wanted to give him that red shirt.
Then you're not worth drafted in the first round if you can't beat a journeyman, a backup, I don't think. If you can't match the same record as Mitch Trubisky, then you shouldn't have been drafted in the first round.
And I agree with you that I'm not sure Kenny is necessarily worth a first-round draft pick. I'd also agree that their idea was that they were going to tell everybody there was a competition, right? They told us over and over there was an open competition between three guys even though we could see there wasn't one. And they didn't intend to let there be a competition. They intended to let Kenny redshirt, let Rudolph be some sort of middling backup, and Trubisky have the reins.
Well, with that theory that you just said, that you know, if your first round quarterback can't match a journeyman's
record, it's obvious he's better.
He's better, right? So that's where they got it messed up.
Yes.
There we go.
They should have given him a real shot to show if he's the guy.
Because they've given him the shot, and he's shown he's better.
Right.
And if they would have given him the shot in May or given him the shot in
June,
he'd
be even better.
Correct.
Yes.
And they would have – and this is where Mike Tomlin should be indicted for this. And this is where Matt Canada should be indicted for this, is my estimation. Kenny Pickett is showing in games he's better than Mitch Trubisky right now. If they would have given him the opportunity in practice – I think he would have shown at Latrobe he was better than Mitch Trubisky. And I thought Mitch Trubisky would have a good year. I was dead wrong on that. But he was given the opportunity finally to show he was better than Mitch Trubisky and has shown it, which shows me if he was given the opportunity earlier,
right,
he would have shown it earlier.
From jump. He got the opportunity during a game.
Yes.
I think the team has such a problem looking in the mirror, evaluating, and knowing where they actually stand.
Yeah.
Now, I thought they could be a 9-win team coming into the year, and really they're a bounce or two away from being on the precipice of contention, I suppose, right now. But they needed to look in the mirror and realize, okay, we're not a game-managing veteran quarterback away from making the playoffs, and then you can proceed from there.
If they had the realization this past offseason like the rest of us did that, hey, we're not going anywhere this year, and that it is more important about development, then, hey, I totally understand going with Kenny Pickett out of the gate and or the other, the opposite theory.
But what if he was just better and he gave them a better chance to win games, Chris?
I don't know if in the six games between, say—
No, I'm talking about you find that out at Latrobe.
Yeah,
you talk about development. That you're missing the entire point, I think.
Let me finish my
point. But you've started down a road where your point is flawed.
Okay.
The point is this. What if Kenny Pickett just gave them the better chance to win football games?
Look at the
games.
Six games between the Jets' second half and what he did in Indy Monday night. Was he necessarily better than Mitch Trubisky?
Yes.
Yes, I believe.
Okay, and I don't see that. If there's a disparity there, it's not that much.
Well, and that's
would they
enough,
have won
that,
any more
that's
games?
That's enough. It's your first-round quarterback. That's enough. I don't care if the disparity, if it's a minor gap that Kenny is better, that is enough for me to say you messed this up.
Okay.
That's your first-round guy. Like, that's your guy that's going to be the future. If he's good enough to play now, just by a little bit, maybe by a hair, over the journeyman quarterback, mm-hmm. he should have started the season. That's just kind of...
That's fair. I don't agree with that, but that's fair if that's your opinion.
Yeah, the Steelers are the ones that took him in the first round.
Yeah, and I don't tie first round and beating out Mitch Trubisky for the job together. I don't think it's a failure of Kenny Pickett if he had competed with Trubisky in camp and not won the job just because he's a first round pick.
If he would have not won the job, then he wouldn't have been better, and then that's fine.
Right.
But he's proven that he is better.
Right. They should have made it a real competition.
Right.
I do think like it never gets past. You're bringing in all this nuance. It never gets past when you look at it. He's simply proven that he's better and gives them a better chance to win.
The thing that
that's
we're talking
my
about
opinion
too,
on it
is that this team, this franchise underneath and Mike Tomlin will never accept that this is just a season where we have to rebuild, or this
that's,
every
yeah.
single game he's going to say that we can win this game. So they're always going to have that vision that they're going to be able to be in every single game, and they'll never look at a different lens that they're something else than what they are. Like that, they'll never do that underneath Mike Tomlin.
That I wholeheartedly agree with. That's
that
a huge problem.
You know, that backfires.
But I think in the process to get there, he flawed. He didn't use all his players at his disposal during camp to look and see who could help him win every single game. Because I think if he would have done that and honestly taken an honest look at it for New England, for Cleveland, for the Jets, and then obviously for Buffalo, Kenny Pickett was not given an opportunity. And I'm not this pony. I'm not this gigantic Kenny Pickett fan. But in hindsight and in retrospect, he was not given an opportunity to see if he was the best guy to play those games.
And I would argue he probably wouldn't be playing right now if TJ Watt didn't get hurt.
You're dead right.
I think they screwed the pooch the whole way now.
It is glaringly obvious that Mike Tomlin has never handled a quarterback battle.
That much I will wholeheartedly agree with you on. It's also, I think, glaringly obvious that when he gets in a jam with his quarterbacks, which has only happened twice now in his career, the Hodges-Rudolph year and now, he panics.
Yeah.
He panics and makes a move way too soon.
The decision was made the day Mitch was signed.
Yep.
Uh-huh. The day Mitch was signed. And it looks like it may have been the wrong decision, as much as I thought Mitch would be good.
I think that even if they had a top five pick at quarterback, if the Mitch being signed before the draft, he was going to start regardless.
And now it looks like they lost games that they could have won if Pickett would have played to this form, or at least they would have got the ball rolling a little bit earlier. So it's fascinating. It really is. Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock from the Post-Gazette. He joins Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. By the way, don't miss, it's coming up real soon, Christmas Karaoke Mike's Beer Bar, Thursday, December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m., along with our fan host, the guest list. It is jam-packed. David Bednar, Heather Abraham, Bob Pompiani. I have another person from Channel 2 that wants to join. I'll tell you who that is a little later on today. You bring a pair of new clean socks or make a $5 donation for Socks for the City. We got to get that done at Mike's Beer Bar. That's coming up, again, December 8th. That's next Tuesday. December 8th. The Tuesday, December 8th. Get that done. We're going to have a lot of fun singing karaoke. Right now, get to Dunkin' this time of year. Double down holiday cheer. So does Dunkin'. That's why they have twice the signature lattes.
Crafted with rich espresso, they're both delicious, whether it's the minty peppermint mocha or that creamy toasted white chocolate latte. Both here to help you double down on the jolly ho, ho, ho this holiday season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Pittsburgh runs on Duncan.
/6:26, that's the time. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Hit us on Twitter, too. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So much to get into this morning. Don't forget Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. He joins Wednesdays with Whaley, the whole 9 o'clock hour. We're excited for that. Right now, though, get money. Let's go.
Get money. Get money. Get money.
All right, Dorn, what do you got? Give the people some money.
Oh, we got some World Cup action at 10 a.m. today. Australia and Denmark. We were on the World Cup train last week. We were having dancing, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. We were all on the soccer train. So Australia, Denmark, I absolutely believe that this game, this match, will end in a draw today. Both teams have only scored three goals in their last two games, and they're both really defensively heavy from the research, the diving in deep that I've done between Australia and Denmark. I absolutely believe that this game will end in a draw. I think it's plus 360 odds. Give me that. I like the draw in Australia-Denmark.
What does that do in order to advancing people into the round of 16 or whatever? Do you know? Do you know what the ramifications of a draw are?
That would put,
hell no,
that would
know.
Put Australia into the elimination round alongside France.
Thank you.
Eliminate Denmark.
There
we go.
There you are.
There it is.
Denmark's got to beat Australia.
Draw.
Yeah.
You know draw. What no one talked about? Oh, I'll get into it later with this American.
Was
thing.
There more heat for the World Cup down in Miami?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I
there's
bet.
A lot of people out. A lot of people. I went to a bar, Finnegan's Bar. They're going wild in there. It was crazy.
What was game fun. Was on? Do you remember at the time?
Ooh, Argentina, maybe.
Oh, there you
okay.
are.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on World Cup soccer as well. Credit to our guy, Steve, who texts and tweets all the time. He's been on a roll with World Cup bets lately, so I'm just tailing him, I'll be honest. There's a bet on FanDuel right now. France to win 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. Sorry, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 is actually plus money, plus 130. I don't think France is going to pour it on and run the Tunisians off the pitch because, well, they've already clinched the spot into the next round. I imagine you get a lot of early subs. You might even get some guys not playing necessarily. They can handle Tunisia, and all they really want to do is put one in the back of the net maybe just to get the 3 points instead of the one and ensure they're first in their group. So France, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, plus 130. I'll take that.
I'm on college basketball tonight, Purdue against 1-7 Florida State. Purdue's really good. They got a guy who's 7'4". Mm. He's averaging 20-10. He's shooting 61% from the field, this Edie guy.
I hope so.
It's a 15-point spread, Purdue favored. I think they win by 20-plus. So I'm on Purdue tonight.
You worked them ears.
You ever been to West Lafayette?
I have not.
To save your time.
Really?
Oh, it's bad.
I've been to Indy a lot for the NFL Combine, and usually it overlaps with Indiana-Purdue basketball games.
Right.
Whole town's wild for that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue makes Williamsport look like Paris.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Williamsport, beautiful this time of year.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I got a bet for you. It's also college basketball. They're playing a noon game. I don't know why. I'm not going to ask. Who cares? But you look and you dive into the what-ofs with these two teams, Lipscomb and Navy, right? Now, Navy's 5-1, but it's sort of fraudulent. I'll never call the Navy fraudulent because, well, these guys are in the Navy, so you don't mess with them. But they're not going to win this basketball game. Lipscomb's a 3.5-point favorite, and they're going to cover that. They got good wins this year. They beat Belmont. They beat Chattanooga. Navy has a couple good wins this year, but not as good as Lipscomb. Lipscomb plays defense. Lipscomb's going to give Navy a lot of trouble. Again, not very patriotic, but it's a basketball game, not a firefight. So give me Lipscomb to take care of those 3.5 points. Lipscomb will eke it out by 5 because they'll make free throws down the stretch. Lipscomb! No idea where it is. I don't care. They just got to win by 3.5 points, and they will. Lipscomb. Give me Lipscomb or give me death today. All right, coming up next, yes, will you watch a certain football game on Sunday or even have an interest in it? We get into that. That's coming up in just a couple minutes, and we'll give you our Twitter poll as well. Midweek Morning Mouth Off, that's coming up at 7:45. Here's your question for the Midweek Morning Mouth Off. Soccer, your thoughts. This could be really good.
This could get interesting.
Mm-hmm. Dorn, tell us about something.
Thank you, Colin. This is my thoughts right here about pressure. And there's enough of it out there when you make a major purchase, especially if it's jewelry for your wife or for you, or your fiance. Guys, I have the solution for you. Visit Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers at Rossbach Mall and the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford. They have an honest, upfront approach. You'll never, ever feel pressured or rushed. And they offer the perfect ring guarantee.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Visit their website, noahgabrielco.com, to see exactly what I'm talking about. That's noahgabrielco.com.
Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Listen to them. Wednesday's today. Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle, and Cranberry are contests. You can check them all out. 937thefan.com. Will you make an effort? It's simultaneous. It's happening during the Steelers and Atlanta. Another team is headed out of town from the north down to the south, and that's Cleveland headed to Houston. Will you make any effort to go to Red Zone? Will you make an effort to maybe, if you got the package, you can watch all the games? I don't know how that works. But will you make an effort to watch Deshaun Watson at all live and in person, or flip over or look at the coverage or take that all in? Is there an intrigue on your part in real time? Now, we'll all watch after and see the highlights, whatever. You going to make that effort at all, Dorn?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to try to simultaneously watch the Steeler game and watch what the Browns are doing. I just want to see if he's still good.
You know, I say I won't, but I will.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see if he – I want to see him do bad, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's just really where I'm at. I want to see him go out there and throw picks and get booed out of the stadium, especially going back to his former team in Houston, where a lot of the ridiculousness that he got in trouble for went down. So – I definitely will be paying attention to see what type of player he is, and also see the atmosphere and how they react.
I'm going to consume it a little more passively, and that I'll have the Steelers on the big TV and Red Zone on the small TV. And I'll know by virtue of how many times I see Scott Hansen cut over to the Browns-Texans game whether things are going well for Deshaun Watson or not. If he keeps cutting over there and I see another touchdown and another touchdown and another, I'm going to be, oh man, maybe we got a problem here. But I'm hoping that, like you said, Doran, there's multiple picks, you know, there's bad exchanges from center to QB. I hope it's just an utter disaster.
When I was watching like West Virginia Baylor back in the day, when Baylor was going through all the stuff with Art Briles, and fans would be chanting things at Art Briles about sexual assault, I look at that and I go, man, I know he's out there and you want your pound of flesh.
Yeah.
But I always found that not right.
Is he the one guy you can root for to get hurt?
He's absolutely the guy I can root for to get hurt. I'd love to see him tear his ACL.
Oh,
but
man.
Like, I'm not concussed. I'm there.
I just asked the question.
Yeah, I'm there.
I don't actively root for it, but if he does that thing where he pulls up and grabs his hammy and it's not really a touchdown dance, he actually pulled his hammy.
Dorn, you're different. You've been on that field. You've seen people. Can you root for somebody's paycheck to get taken away from them in their career?
That's tough.
20-some-odd women.
He's still getting paid.
I can't root for anybody to get hurt, because then that just opens up a bad portal for me that somebody else might get hurt that I don't want to see really get hurt. So I can't root for him to get hurt, but I can root for him to do bad.
The thing about it for me is,
like,
I'm rooting for him to do bad too, but no matter how poorly he plays, he's going to be the Cleveland quarterback for a long time because they're now married to him. And so I don't think that's some sort of cosmic justice. Like, to me, there's nothing you can do to get this guy now, but not letting him play the game that he loves because his body gives out on him, I think would be a good start for the universe.
Yeah, might not be terrible. Might be all right. All right, Crowley, you have a problem, a big problem that you brought up. You said you can never remember, even with the cool hokey song, don't sing it because it'll give it away. Then you could sing it after, Dorn.
All right.
The cool hokey song, it's both. It's cool and it's hokey. About how many days are in each month? Today being the last, December coming soon. So that being said, I'm going to quiz you in not in sequential order. Okay? You said you had a problem with this. Something arose and you needed to know how many days were in each month, right?
Yes.
So you ready for this? Keep track of this, right? How many you get out of 12? How many days are there in July?
30.
Wrong. So 0 for 1. Dorn, you keeping track of this?
Yep.
Awesome. How many days are there in May?
31.
Bingo.
Yeah.
June?
30.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
January?
31.
That one's easy. March?
31.
Got it.
Oh!
See, you're pretty good at this. April?
31.
Wrong. February. Tricky here.
28.
In a common year, 29, leap year.
One of the few I know.
Yeah, Georgian calendar here. October.
31.
Yeah, Halloween.
Another
See, this isn't
one.
All that hard. August.
30.
Wrong.
Yep.
September.
30.
Got it. December. I mean, come on.
31.
November.
Oh, we're here. 31.
No. Today's the 30th.
No!
Today's the 30th day, and it's the final day of November. What brought this about?
I'm off on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow and the next
day. Yeah, and my wife and I were discussing, and then I was sending out my fancy little email last night that's not fancy at all, and I said, do you happen to know what today's date is? Is it December 1st yet? And she said, no, it's November 30th tomorrow. And I said, okay, and the day after that then is the 31st or is it the 1st? And she looked at me like I was a moron. What did I get there? 4 wrong?
Yeah.
You were 7 and 12. 7 out of 12.
So 7 and 5.
Yeah.
Which is, it gets in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
Because of the expansion of the playoffs.
You're a wild card.
Give us, take it away, Dorn. Sing us the song.
So it's really easy. And it played, you know where I learned this from was the Little Rascals movie when I was younger. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. The rest have 31.
Yeah, but you could put
it February, and then it's all screwed up.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
You could put any months in there, though.
Come on, faster.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
One more time. Come
30
on.
Days have September, April, June, and November. Woo! 30 days have September, April, June, and November.
See? You can't remember that?
It rhymes. It goes.
No.
You could plug any months
September.
In there. 30 days have September, July, August, November. There, I just got it wrong now.
No. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Yeah. Like righty-tighty, lefty-loosey's kind of what
Easy
I
enough.
Operate on.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Can you sing the song that I just sang?
30 days has September, April, May, and November.
April, June.
It'd be really something if you went home and your daughter told you this, and she already knows it.
She knows all the state capitals. There's a song for that.
Oh, there is?
There is. Are you ready for it?
Yes. You're going to give me 50?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
There's a song for the state capitals?
There is.
They work Spokane in there?
Is Spokane a state capital?
Is it Olympia?
Yes.
Yeah. There you are. See? Gotcha.
I got a calendar on my phone.
I'm with you, Crowley.
It's embarrassing,
there's 4 or 5 months that I just got no clue about.
No idea.
It's not that hard. 30 days has Some September,
made up song.
April, June, and November.
The November part, okay, it rhymes. I can't believe
there's
I got that one wrong.
Yeah, me either.
September and November are in the beginning. Or September... And then you have April, June, and then November. You're kind of going all the way around the wheel here.
This is how they did it when the Georgians figured it out.
Yes.
Yes. Not Georgia, the other Georgia.
Not like Kirby Smart's Georgia.
Right. No, like the one you don't want to be in right now.
I got you.
Uh-huh. Twitter poll coming up right now. They're not winning any national championships in that other Georgia.
Well, Doran doesn't want to be in either.
Neither's Herschel Walker. Anyway.
I'm going to start doing push-ups.
Matt Clement, top of the hour. Ray Fittipaldi coming up at 8 o'clock. Twitter poll in just a moment. Good morning. All right, all right, all right, all right. Fan morning show. So much happening. Midweek morning mouth off. 1 hour from right now. Every Wednesday morning around 7:45. So that'll be about an hour from now. Get ready for the fans midweek morning mouth off. Each week, float a particular topic out there. The best one, you get that $25 gift card to Salem's Market and Grill, Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. The question this, it's in the next hour. It's at 7:45, is going to be this. And we want you guys to go off, either good, bad, wherever you are on it. Soccer, your thoughts. That's it. That's the Midweek Morning Mouth Off coming up at 7:45 today. Right now, though, every day at about this time, Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. Just read the weather at the end. Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. The results, we had a lot of votes, and we thank you so very much for those. How would you grade Kenny Pickett's performance against the Colts? A, B, C, D, or worse? 66.5% of the respondents, so just over two-thirds, say a B. 20.4% say an A. 11.4% said a C. And 1.7% for kicks and giggles said a D or worse. You can't really feel that way against the Colts, I don't think. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. Have you ever gone deer hunting? 40.6% of the respondents say yes. 59.4% say no. Now, Doran, people want to know from the pre-show. Are you, no jokes aside, are you dead serious that you have friends that really hunted deer by running and stabbing them with a knife?
Swear on everything.
Okay. Did you also just see the story on the Channel 4 News about the guy that was hunting illegally in Marshall Township in a parking lot? Marshall Township's like North Allegheny School District. And shot a deer and then dragged it up into his pickup truck?
He deadlifted into his pickup truck.
You see how strong that
You know how strong you got to be to pull that deer, that dead weight of that deer up into your pickup truck?
It's real dead weight.
Yeah, like real dead.
Dead weight.
That deer was dead.
Yes, they're looking for this guy. They got him on camera. He's in a parking lot shooting a deer.
I like how they blurred out the dead deer, on the news footage. Like, none of us have ever seen a dead deer.
Right. Like, it, yeah. Like,
trigger warning. This dead deer may, no, just, it's a dead deer, guy's dragging it into
his pickup truck. I just can't believe he was, like, in a residential-ish, you know, Marshall. It's not like he was in, you know, somewhere way out. Yeah. By the way, you know, we make fun of Avella. Did you see what they did for me at Mapletown?
That's sweet.
Sent me all kinds of Mapletown swag. Let's go.
You got some shorts?
I did, and a shirt, and a Mapletown tumbler, and a Mapletown umbrella.
Wow.
They had Mapletown umbrellas.
I never knew what their colors were until you posted that.
Mapletown Maples.
Maples.
They're my new favorite squad.
I like it.
Speaking of favorite squads.
Captain Tyler Adams. Weston McKinney. Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is stuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price, but the U.S. takes the lead.
Yeah, he paid the price. Thanks to Fox for that. He got hit in the Ball States, and then he ended up in the hospital. He's got something wrong with his stomach. I don't know.
Bruce
Pulisic,
pelvis, Boomer said.
Jeez. Pelvis. He says he'll be back. He tweeted from his hospital bed that he'll be back for Saturday against the Netherlands, so there's that. Did this competition this far, did this capture your attention?
Oh, yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, last week you were out. We were all about it. I mean, we were in. That's because we were winning bets too. But I kind of went away a little bit, but I'm back on the train. I'm back on the World Cup train. Yeah. I'd never really watched soccer before.
I didn't even have to have a bet on yesterday's game, though. You know, there's... I don't even know. It's the every 4 years part of it. It's the fact that the U.S. isn't really all that good at soccer. I'm all in during the World Cup on the U.S. Like, I sit there and watch every single moment of it. It was the same yesterday. And you find yourself getting caught up in it. And so, yeah, I'm all in. All
Adam,
in on Saturday.
I'll tell you where I am. It's funny hearing that the soccer sucks or it's so boring, people. And that's your opinion. And I'm not the biggest soccer fan. And I lean toward, I don't really like soccer all that much. But I don't care if it's figure skating or if it's bobsled or if it's soccer or whatever. When there's a top international competition, it could be badminton, I kind of feel a sense of nationalistic duty to watch and cheer. And that's where I am with this.
Yeah, I buy that. And the other thing that appeals to me from that standpoint is, you know, I'll watch basketball whenever the United States team takes the court. And you just expect them to win and there's a lot of blowouts. Mm-hmm. The United States is an underdog here. It's a lot like hockey. Whenever they take the ice as the United States national team, you also have this feeling of, okay, the United States is going to rise up because they're not Canada in hockey. They're not England in the World Cup. So I kind of like that the United States is an underdog, beat the Netherlands.
Hmm. NED, it says on there.
Netherlands.
Do you think soccer players are soft? We talked about this last
Hell
week.
No.
No?
I do think they're actors, but there's a difference.
There's embellishment.
You can be both. I think they embellish, and they act like they were the target in deer hunting sometimes when someone pushes them with the weight of a feather, and they go down and roll around, particularly the South Americans. It's incredible, but that doesn't mean they're soft.
Right.
Did you hear that Saudi guy last night who got hurt, or yesterday afternoon, he got hurt in the corner and the mic picked up? Oh, God! Oh! Oh! You hear his like guttural reaction, his screaming, and then 10 seconds later, he's sprinting full speed down the pitch.
But you can't be soft and run the amount that they run. Like, that, have that endurance, man. They just... I haven't run as much of my life as those guys run in one match.
Oh, no. They do run a lot, but you can run a lot and be soft.
I saw the story. They did a full-on – of course, Rinaldi did it because he flies just back and forth between America and Qatar the whole time. He did a takeout feature on the captain, the kid from Poughkeepsie, New York, that was so eloquently done and so good. It was so Rinaldi. But about how the kid grew up and how he wanted to be the captain of the U.S. soccer team and all the blood, sweat, and tears that his parents put in. It made me – and how his mom cries – every time they play the Star Spangled Banner before the before any big matches, and how the kid played against Chelsea when he was like 16 years old and still had braces. Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
Oh.
It was really touching. Did you see that before the match?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. And the mom, she's getting emotional on the screen.
I know.
You thought I was going a different direction with that, Chris.
Yes.
The way I said it, yeah. No, she seemed like she raised a real nice young man, too, who his answer in long form to that Iranian
reporter's
question.
Remember I told you that yesterday?
You did. I hadn't seen the full clip. I mean, that is so impressive, the way that he handled that with class. And it seems like his teammates love the guy, too. Mm. And he's not an old guy. He's a young man.
He's the youngest captain ever, or since 1952 or something like that.
I couldn't imagine putting on the red, white, and blue and representing my country in a sporting event. Couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine the rush and the feeling that they probably get to represent the country.
That's why I feel an obligation to watch.
It has to be such an unbelievable feeling. Then whenever you win, any country, not just ours, to represent your country and you're one of the best, that has to be one of the best feelings in the world.
That's why Man Bun Guy almost screwed it up with that penalty against Wales. goofball. That's why they had to. I mean, really, they wouldn't have even had to tie yesterday. They would have. It could have just tied yesterday if Man Bun got in, push
Pulisic
over.
Pulisic wouldn't have had to run groin first into a goaltender
if he didn't feel like he had to push that Welchman.
Keeper, Chris. Keeper.
Right. Anyway, Matt Tendy. Clement, top of the hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it all at Sun Chevrolet. Morning rain, afternoon high in the mid-40s.
That's the weather.
That is the weather, and, man, it keeps falling. No, I'm not talking about the weather and the temperature. I'm talking about the weight. It keeps falling off with Awaken 180's weight loss program. I've been on it for 3 weeks now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.